morning to each of you. I greet you all in Jesus' name. Let me start with a word of prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for this day that you have given us, Lord. We thank you for your many blessings upon us, Lord. We thank you for a new day of mercy and grace upon us, Lord. Just pray that you will be with us here, Lord. Help me to calm my nerves, Lord. Help me to share what you have for me here, Lord, and just pray that everyone can be blessed by your word, and just pray that you will anoint my lips and my tongue, Lord, to be able to share these words that you have given me, Lord. We thank you and we love you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Ellen, I appreciate what you shared there about the seed of doubt. I was kind of sharing a little bit, almost along the same line, but it's a little different. It has to do with obedience. I don't know for sure, but my guess, I mean, this from the story that I'm going to read here about Abraham and Isaac in Genesis 22, there's a lot of obedience there, and that trickled down from generation to generation. And I don't know if that seed of doubt would travel the same way or not, but I'd be open for a correction on that, on whatever you guys think on that. But I appreciate your words there. Okay, I'm gonna I'll read through Genesis 22 there, 1 through 18 there. If you want to follow along with that, and then I'll go back through and have some thoughts to share on some of those verses there. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. And as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of the heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So just a few things on some of those verses there I want to share. I had some thoughts on. In that first verse there, God tested Abraham there. And I kind of like his response when God spoke to him. He said, here I am. Like how he was there to listen, and he was open. And how often God will test us in a lot of different ways. And one thing about a test is that it will either strengthen or develop your character, but it will definitely reveal your character by how you react to that test. And however that, I mean, we all have somewhat of a character, but yeah, that test will definitely reveal our character. And it could also strengthen it as well. And then on the verse 3 there said, and Abraham rose up early in the morning. And I just had to think, as far as, I'm assuming that when he said it rose up early in the morning, I'm assuming that was probably the next day, that after God told Abraham to sacrifice his son, his only son. And when we get tested, how eager are we to do it promptly, like either the next day or that same hour? And maybe I'm just speaking for myself. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm prompted to doing something and I don't do it, and a day or two later, it's just that test is no longer there and it just goes by the wayside. And whether if it's, yeah, we get tested, and yeah, whether if we have, well, we have this job we have to get done, or we have this planned, or a trip, or whatever it is, we don't, or I don't, maybe I should say I don't. I don't know how everybody else is, but I don't always act upon it at that same moment. And then there in verse 4 says, then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes. I was thinking of that, like the amount of obedience after 3 days. It doesn't say anything here about God had told him that all 3 of those days, but after 3 days of knowing where Abraham was going to sacrifice his son, how easy it could have been for him to just be like, well, I got this to do, I should turn around and go take care of this or whatever. But just the amount of obedience after 3 days after being tested, that he still continued on with that. But yeah, I don't know for sure, like I said, if he was tested both all 3 of those days or how that was. I didn't do any research on that, but it doesn't mention anything here that I've noticed here. And then down there in verse 9 where it says and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar. I don't know how old Isaac is. My thoughts were that he was probably at least a teenager. I have no idea. I just assumed he was probably a teenager, but I know a lot of you dads have some teenage sons. I don't know how easy it would be for you guys to bind your teenage son, but I can't imagine there was much of a struggle there for Abraham and Isaac. And it just kind of like that picture of obedience that Abraham had towards God. Isaac had that same obedience towards his father. And that's why I said, I don't know if that seed of doubt can trickle down from generation to generation or not. But it was just just that sign of obedience from Isaac as well, not just his son, not just Abraham. And so, and then towards the end there, verses 16-18, it said that, and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing. It was all because he had went through with that and was going to sacrifice his son because the Lord had asked him to. Because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. And I know it said, previous chapter said Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. And I don't know, I didn't read a whole lot before that, but I would imagine it was a son that he was probably looking for a long time. But it was just, you can imagine that the love that he had, Abraham would have had for his son. But it was because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is up on the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. And that was always, it all came down because of him obeying his voice. Is not just was he blessed, but his generations to come were going to be blessed as well. And it just, I mean, we don't always hear an audible voice, I believe, from the Lord, but I mean, he can speak through us with this. And how well do we obey that? How well do I obey it, I should say? I often find myself being a master at justifying myself on because of this or that or whatever, but it's a lack of obedience is what it ends up being. And not only will we lose a blessing, but our generation from generation will lose that same blessing as well. But that's all I had. It's just that I was challenged a bit by that, and God did send a sacrifice for us, His only Son for us, and do we have an Isaac that we need to sacrifice? Not a son or a daughter, but do we have something else that we dearly hold on to that the Lord wants us to sacrifice, and we don't want to because we have a love for it? That's all I have. God bless you. I hope you were blessed by that. Thank you.